the official PHP BB podcast. Find us online at podcast.phpbb.com. Episode number 7. Welcome to the PHPBB official podcast. I am one of your hosts, David Lewis, and I have with me Yuri Rusko.
Hi, Marshall Rusty from the support team.
Adam Ryer.
Adam R on the support team.
And Paul Sawyer.
Paul on the mod team.
And today we haven't done a podcast in a little while, and we wanted to do one now due to some of the events that have been going on with PHPBB recently, especially with the PHPBB 2 end of life, and also the Luntinvasion that's coming up in July. Both very very exciting events for the PHPBB teams, especially, and for the PHPBB community. So we wanted to go ahead and get a podcast out there. It's been a little while. Our official website is podcast.phpbb.com. You can listen to any of our previous podcasts on there and view the show notes for each podcast on there as well. And so anyway, let's talk a little bit about the PHPBB 2 end of life. That's been a big topic of discussion recently on phpbb.com. Got some people who are excited about it, going, yes, this is definitely a very good thing for PHPBB. Some people who are very unhappy about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about the pros and cons, some of the reasons that we went end of life for PHPBB 2, how that will benefit the PHPBB 2 teams. I know I've got two support team members in here, and that you guys probably have some of the most contact with PHPBB 2 people. I don't work much with the PHPBB 2 community. So how, in your guys' perspective and with what you've seen, how has this decision affected the community, the PHPBB 2 community specifically?
I think the first thing to note when dealing with PHPBB 2 support is that in the recent months, ever since 3.0 has been released, we've been seeing 2.0 support almost virtually become non-existent. In the past, you would have 4 or 5 pages of support requests every single day filling up those forms, and now it's a miracle almost if a single page gets filled up with support requests. So it's going to show that a lot more people are using version 3 at this point, or at least people who are just getting into using PHPBB. Obviously, people that have been using it for a while now are still back on 2. But anyone who's getting into it is choosing version 3. So there's a lot more support requests for it, at least on PHPBB.com at this point, at least. So from a support perspective, it does make sense to put all of our efforts into version 3, since that's where most of the interest at this point is at.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that there's been a couple of topics in the PHPBB 2 discussion that have been really, really hot topics, and one ended up getting locked because it just went, it went kind of crazy, and the other one has been, the moderators have really spent a lot of time trying to make sure that that one stays on track for what it was meant to do. It's obviously a very touchy topic for some people, the end of life for PHP 2. Why do you suppose that is?
Why is it such a touchy topic? There are many people still using PHPBB 2. Many of them have very modified boards. And for some reason, they think that end of support means that they have to drop their site at that very day, that they can't, at that point, that's it. They just have to switch before that day, which is not really true. People can go on using their boards as long as they want, but we will not support them until such a time when they decide to convert to PHPBB 3, at which point we will assist in any way possible. So in that sense, I don't think there are going to be many changes for those who decide to switch, to stay with PHPBB 2, as long as they don't need support from the community. And if they do, then they should convert to PHPBB 3 anyway. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's such a topic. That's the concerns that most people have expressed.
One of the great things about version 2 was that it was very lightweight, very easy to use for, I mean, I know myself personally, I used it as a back end for a lot of websites for things like user registration, posting, and various things like that. And a lot of those sites, that a couple of them that I run, I will actually continue to use it, version 2. I'm not going to switch it over to 3, just for reasons that I really don't have too much interest in those sites, and I don't want to put too much work into it. But there are a lot of benefits to staying on version 2 since it was so simple, got the job done for when it needed to do. But unfortunately, you know, in the interest of PHPBB as a whole, you have to, you know, end support at some point.
Mm-hmm. What are the primary reasons, not just the reasons, but actually what are the list of reasons that we have for ending support for PHPBB2?
The discussion has been going on for years now. Of all of us that are here on this podcast right now, I think I've been on the team the longest, close to 4 years now. And even back when I first joined, there were suggestions of, you know, when or what are we going to do when version 3 comes out? How are we going to, you know, handle end of life of 2? And so the discussion has been going on for a long time now. So a lot of these people that are saying that we really haven't put much thought into it really doesn't hold any ground since it's been being discussed for close to 4 or 5 years now, probably. So we've analyzed a lot of the angles.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the reasons behind it, it really got kicked into gear as soon as the PHP group, who developed the actual PHP language, decided that they were going to end support for version 4 of the code, which is largely what PHPBB 2 was running on. Actually, PHPBB 2 originally was designed for PHP 3, but it had compatibility for PHP 4, which was just in development at the time. So as soon as that got announced, we kind of kicked into gear and started discussing a little bit more, you know, what are we going to do with this? And suggestions came up and say, hey, this would be a good time to just switch everything over to version 3. The main reason, and actually the original reason that the discussion got started, was because of the PHP end of life. Now, obviously, there are other reasons in there as well, like focusing development on 3.2 now, fixing bugs and security issues in 3.0, and just supporting 3 code bases at the same time really isn't a viable option for the PHP BBB group at this point.
Mm-hmm. It right now is just any time that it takes to continue to maintain the 2.0 line is time that's taking away from developing for 3.2 and maintaining the 3.0 line, which is really, as we know, is the future for PHPBB. And you know, I know that some people are like, well, you know, why don't they come out with an update to PHPBB 2 that would, you know, implement a lot of the things that they've been wanting to implement. You know, it's like, you know, we've said it needs some security enhancements. It needs some things done to it. But as soon as you start doing that, as soon as you start adjusting PHPBB 2 in that way, there's a couple things that happen. It suddenly breaks compatibility with a lot of styles and a lot of mods.
Not a lot of mods or a lot of styles. You said all mods and all styles. You need to change so many things that all finds in mods will be incompatible. All checking stuff for submitting forms will be incompatible, and that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Paul is completely right, because things like most mods that use any sort of post or get use exactly post or get, and for security reasons that would be disabled and replaced with an entire function. So all mods will break just simply because of those little things. That information would not be passed from forums, so all mods would break.
Actually, the same thing will happen as we saw with PHPBB 3 SE6 SE7 update to SE from 5 to RC5 to RC6, where the forum tokens were introduced. All mods and styles nearly were incompatible with the new version. And if you want to do that for PHP 2, the same thing will happen.
Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of the complaints that we've had from some of the users who have complained about, you know, the PHPBB 2 end of life. a common thing that I've seen with them is they run boards that are very, very modified, that have got, you know, at least dozens of mods have installed, and some claim, you know, upwards of a couple hundred. Now, whether that's true or not, right, regardless, it's showing really in some ways, many of the people have been complaining about just the fact that it all of a sudden that they would need to put all this work to install all those mods on PHP 3. They don't want to put all that work into it. They already put a lot of work into their site to, you know, to make it what it is. And now it's like, to them, we're pulling the rug from under their feet. And really that it... There's a couple of things that go with that. First of all, PHP 3 has a lot of features that 2.0 mods had to add on to the 2.0 core. So what that means is that somebody wanting to add, you know, for example, attachment functionality to PHP 2, they had to install a mod that's already default for 3.0. People that want to install various mods for PHP 2, those features are already included in PHP 3. So it means that you don't have to install as many mods in PHP 3 to get the same functionality. And, you know, with people talking about the fact that 2.0 is simpler, thing is, it's like once you add 30, 40 mods, all of a sudden it's not really simpler than 3.0.
Yeah, and even taking
go ahead.
Even taking it outside of the modding community, one thing that the developers have never liked to do is code, you know, halfway. When they code, they make sure that it's, you know, stable and works. I mean, we could have released version 3 back in the original betas, and it would have been considered stable by a lot of standards. But the developers chose not to do that. If we were going to modify version 2 in order to add some of these features, not only would you break compatibility with virtually all mods, bringing it up to full PHP 5 compatibility, you also have to think what happens, you know, when PHP 5 end of life comes and PHP 6 comes out of development. There's making version 2 compatible with PHP 6 would literally require a virtual rewrite of the code base.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be version 2 anymore. You can't just simply modify it. You have to rewrite it from scratch. Looking at it from that angle, it's kind of a waste of time to just, you know, modify version 2 just to update it for, you know, one version of PHP.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question more for the support team. There have been some complaints that the users have said, oh, you know, okay, so the end of life is happening January 1st, and, you know, that's fine. It's security updates, which many of them are upset about, are ending in February. But they're like, okay, well, what if the community wants to continue offering support to each other even after the teams drop support for PHP 2? What is the reason behind closing the support forums, and why is that important?
Well, I think it's more of a question for the moderator team at that point, because we do need to maintain a certain quality control. And even if you don't see team members helping you out, even if someone else, a non-team member, is answering your question, there is likely a team member who has read through the topic and made sure that the answers being provided are more or less correct. And then if they're not correct, then the team member will post and actually correct the person providing the answer and say, you know, no, this is not correct, don't do this, it will damage your board. Obviously, if we drop support for it officially, team members will no longer be doing that, and at that point, the quality would drop from support into support forums, and you would be receiving, at that point, it would just be chaos. So I think it's better to have PHP v2 go out on a high point rather than just due to complete chaos in the forum.
It's not just about the developers. I mean, it's about the entire teams. You have to consider the support team spends virtually all their time in the support forums. Not just giving, as Yuri said, not just giving support, but also moderating and making sure that the support given is accurate, that things are kept under control as far as, you know, the rules are concerned and things like that. So if we stop posting in those forums, we would still be browsing them, which is, you know, a good majority of the time that we spend at the forums. So it really doesn't fix all that much just by letting the community answer the questions. Now, that's not to say that community members, you know, can't, you know, have their own support forums on other websites. I mean, they're more than welcome to do that. PHBB2 is open source if they want to. Heck, I mean, they can even fork the code if they want to and keep on supporting it, which is probably likely not going to happen, but they're more than willing to keep offering support on their own websites and things of that nature. So it's not going to die completely. It's just not going to be officially supported.
Well, a few people have said that they will be making forks, and of course, we know that very few forks that are started actually get anywhere in terms of a user base, and for the simple reason that it's not that easy to start a project.
Well, and the other thing too is that, you know, as soon as you start a fork, I think we've seen some forks that have had some serious security issues when that has happened.
We have seen forks, mostly pre-modded forks, with security issues. This mostly because of the mods that are used in the forks and that have the security issues, or the custom modifications to the core code that contains security issues. And because of the authors of the fork don't know what they are doing, actually, the problem exists that there are security issues in the fork, and then are pretty insecure and can be used by a lot of people and give her a lot of problems, like PHBB Plus that had several quite serious security problems after each other.
I think that's probably a very good example of why we simply can't let the community handle their own support and just hang out and answer their own questions, because the people making the forks are obviously not the lower end of the community, so they would be the higher end, and even with those people making forks, we still have problems. The forks still have problems, and so that it simply would not work to let the community just mingle in the support forum without any sort of assistance from us.
Yeah, and then at that point, you've got confusion between forks and the official version of PHP, because a lot of people still come to phpbb.com, you know, asking for support for all these forks that already exist. And we just have to, you know, send them away at that point, saying that, you know, you misunderstood. You're really not running PHBBB. You're running a third-party version of it, and we can't, you know, support that. So once these forks start coming out, I mean, we're probably going to see a lot of that happening as well.
And another thing that I've, you know, it's like if you leave the support forums open, users are going to expect support. And so what happens if the support team does not offer that support that they're expecting?
Yeah, then you get a big PR issue there. So,
yeah,
and even though, you know, we're not in a situation like that where, you know, some of the users may fully understand that, you know, support that PHP BBB 2 is not officially supported, and so that's why we're not posting in there. A lot of people will come in, they won't know that, they'll see when we're posting, and they'll just think that we're just ignoring them. So when you look at it from, you know, from all angles, as we've said before, it's just the best point at this time to drop support officially.
Now, I noticed this, and there hasn't been much of this, but I just noticed a couple of these, and some users with their as upset with the as they were with the end of life for PHBBB 2 have said, now I can't trust the PHBBB teams. You know, this has shown, you know, that you know, they can't be trustworthy or whatever. Why would they say that? What's the reasoning behind that?
They're idiots.
It was difficult to comprehend why they would say that.
Well, I think it comes from, you know, obviously some people have said that this decision just showed up very quickly. I mean, which it did. I mean, it really didn't have that much warning. You know, all of a sudden there was an announcement, you know, saying that we're dropping support. But as I said before, this decision really hasn't been. Really wasn't a, you know, weekend decision. It's been something that's been ongoing for years, and at this point, we just decided that now is the time to announce it.
It definitely has been. Oh God. It definitely has been something that we've thoroughly discussed as a team on the back end. You know, of course, we don't divulge any information until we decide. Okay, you know, it's time to release this information to the PHPBB community, but. It is something that we extensively discussed as a team in the back end, and you know, I think every team member is definitely behind this decision. whether or not it's and it affects each of us in a different way. Those who are just dealing with 3.0, so less than those who deal with 2.0 boards, for example, or their users. But it does affect all of us. And one of the things that I try to keep in mind is the responses that I get from some of these people are, it's like the world has ended. No, the world doesn't end with the announcement. It ends when the end of support happens, January 1st. So it's like, no, you still have 8 months or whatever until the world actually ends. So, there is a long, 8 months is a good long time to plan and get everything together to update to 3.0 or to, do whatever you need to do. 8 months is a good long time to plan.
Yeah, and one other thing to note is that a good majority of the team members are actually community owners themselves. So it's affecting us just as much as it's affecting everyone else out there. A lot of us have modded forums just as much as everyone else out there. So when we looked at this, we took it from all aspects, all perspectives. Saying, okay, in our situation, how would we want this to play out for our particular scenario? Again, just to reiterate the point, everybody's saying that we haven't put much thought into this. It's just completely not true at all.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the PHPB teams care about the community at the same time. We are looking to the future. We are going, okay, what is best for the project, for the future of the project, for the future of the community, the user base of PHPBB, so everything was taken into account. It's like, okay, what's going to be best for this is going to be dropping support for 2.0 for the development team. That meant more time spent on the development of 3.2, which is currently the future of PHPBB. And yes, eventually 3.0 will have to be, we'll have to drop support for 3.0 eventually, just like every software company has to drop support for their previous version eventually. Every software company does it. The bigger the software is, the longer they let the software remain in support, but eventually it does get dropped, and that's a normal development cycle of a project. I can't think of a single company or a single piece of software which has not developed or which has not followed that normal development cycle.
And I think people can compare us to Microsoft and some of these other projects, which just right there. And as soon as they did that, I think their credibility was pretty much lost. Those were pretty much all the same people that were saying how they can't trust us anymore. But there were really only a few. I don't think the backlash was too bad. And it was expected. You can't possibly please everyone. But comparing an open source project like PHPB, where it's all volunteers, to something like Microsoft is completely ridiculous. We don't have the same amount of resources, and we obviously have to make these decisions about where to allocate these resources. So for quality control and in order to keep the quality of the software where it has been and hopefully better than it has been, this is the logical decision. It makes sense to provide more support for the newer product and sort of the flagship release rather than the older release, which eventually is going to die anyway, and rather than waste our time trying to keep it afloat, it just makes sense to let it die with dignity while it's at the top, and that's pretty much it, I think.
Even the back in the days when they switched to version 2, I wasn't around then, but just looking at some of the history, version 1.0, even though it really wasn't very popular, at least at that time, it support ended a whole lot quicker than it did for version 2. It was literally, as soon as version 2 came out, 1.44, whatever it was, was the last version, was literally support ended. Version 2 ended. Version 2 came out. 1.44 support ended, and the only thing that was supported was conversions. So we are definitely, looking into the minds of, mod authors and community owners and saying, hey, listen, you've got, 8 months to, move over to the new version, provided that is something you actually want to do. And we're trying to encourage that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but wasn't it with 1.4.4 that we didn't, of that the support did end at the day just that 2.0 was released? Just was ended directly, and you can only get support for conversion from 1.4.4 and nothing else.
Yeah, I think, you know, even as small as the user base was when 1.4.4 was the latest release, and the percentage of people who dislike the decision to drop support for 1.4.4 is probably more than it is for the percentage of people who dislike the decision to drop support for PHP 2. There are more people, but the percentage is less because, you know, the user base is so much bigger. And even those, we've only really just had a handful. I mean, it's less than I can count on two hands. And and really, that's not a lot, considering how huge the PHPBB community is.
Yep. And it just goes to show that, like I said earlier, that a good majority of people are already switching over. I mean, even back in the betas and the RCs, people had already converted their entire boards over to version 3. So it was something that was certainly anticipated, something that the community certainly wanted. So if the community is going in that direction, obviously there's going to be a few people that are, you know, lagging behind and still want to stick with what they've got. But the majority of the community is enthusiastic about version 3, and that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Will, let's see. Paul, are you familiar with the announcement that WG Eric posted on the how the mod team is going to handle end of life for PHPBB 2?
I have read it. Not in particular that I know what, but let me get it.
Okay. How will I know you've dealt a lot more with the 2.0 mod community than I have. I've been just primarily 3.0.
Yes, I have done pren with the 2.0 community. I am firstly I started with 2.0, so I am a people who grow up with 2.0, so I know also a lot about 2.0. Okay. I have heard the announcement on July 1st, 2008. There will no mods be longer accepted to the database. So that means directly that you can submit updates, but only for if there is a security issue, or updates will not be longer accepted. Also, mod writers, the discussion and mod requests forum will be set to read only. That means that you cannot post any topics or any new replies to that two forums. That directly means that the new of development of new mods is stopped. The 2.0 mods and development forum will at that time also change to that you don't submit new topics for it to it anymore. Mm-hmm. Only replay to existing topics.
And I think some people have gone, okay, why are you why are you basically limiting those forums on July 1st? You know, why not wait until the actual end of life PHP 2? And the reason is because it doesn't make sense for us to accept any additional mods after July 1st for a product that's going to be ending support, about 6 months later or whatever.
Yes.
6 months later. It just doesn't make sense. As always, you know, the replies will continue to be accepted, just new topics won't be allowed. Replies will be accepted because there can be continued to be security updates in mods up through February 1st, which is when we will accept security updates until that particular point in time.
Yes, at February 1st we will close the security of the mod forums completely. So you then, I believe, we will keep it visible for a few months. But after that, we will just remove it from the phpbb.com forums. So, and I believe, yes, at February 1st, also security updates will not be longer accepted to the mods database. So to July 1st, you can submit all updates, and at July 1st, after that, you can only submit security updates to existing mods in the mod database that are already accepted. So if you find a security problem in your mod, you are still to submit a new update to it.
Okay. Now, speaking of security, Yuri, you had something to say about the PHP 2 security updates.
No, I actually didn't. I think we skipped over it because we asked. You asked that question. You said why some people were asking, and then we never actually answered why. But I think we pretty much covered it. Yep. Go ahead.
I think we did cover it with the changes that I need to make to show our styles and mods incompatible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That really is the main reason there. You know, there's a lots of different reasons again. But
there are a few main reasons why we decided to do this. Not only of the security updates, but it's one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm. So I think Nils covered it pretty well, and he made a post about because someone said that it takes about 30 seconds to write a patch, a security patch.
Yes. And someone wrote that, and that's not. If you know about coding and how it's done, then you really know that it's not really true that it takes 30 seconds to patch a security problem in your mod or in PHPB core itself. It really takes a long time to test if it's broken, nothing else has a new security issue, or that security issue is actually fixed, and that kind of things. There are a few I was busy with one security problem in PHPBB core, or of course if you are a mod author in a mod.
Mm-hmm. Adam, you were trying to say something before I interrupted you, sorry.
Oh, I was just mentioning, I don't know, I may have missed it if Paul already mentioned it, but May 1st, 2009 is when basically all the forms will be removed, the mod forms at least, will be removed from phbb.com. The data will still be there, even after support and security is dropped, just for archiving purposes, but after that point, it'll be no more, and that's pretty much the pinnacle of the date where everything's going to be exclusively 3.0.
So between January 1st and February 1st, depending on which forum it is, between January 1st and February 1st, depending on what forum it is, it'll go into archive. And between February 1st and, was it May 1st?
May 1st, yes.
May 1st.
Yeah, that, you know, you'll be able to search the archives, go through the archives as necessary, but then after May 1st, then it's gone. It's removed completely. And that's, that's about 12 months away, really.
Yes. Yeah, just under 12 months.
Just under 12 months, yes. So, then you will find nothing about PHPB2 anymore at Linux.com. Mm-hmm. And finally, only about PHP3.
You'll have to use the Wayback Machine at that point.
Yes.
Which is sometimes what we do to look up topics regarding 1.4.4.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
We still use our good old time machine to view them.
Yeah, and how, every time I go back to version 1.4.4 and look at it on archive.org, I say, you know, that really was a horrible, horrible piece of software for the time.
Yeah. I am happy I never used 1.4.4.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
No offense to James. I mean, he did a great job for single-handedly coding it, but, you know,
everything has to start somewhere, and like I guess, you know.
For the time it was written, it was a nice piece of software, but for the time 2.0 was released, it was just old software.
And what year was that in? Was that 2002 or?
Well, 2002 version 2 was released.
Oh,
was it?
Yeah, okay, so it was 2000.
Okay, so think about 2001, all right? And it was a good piece of software written in the time of 2001. Can you imagine, okay, it's been 7 years. 7 years from now, we're probably going to look back on 3.0 and go, wow, that was really, you know, a cruddy piece of software.
Yeah.
PHP 3 is no joke either. Look at it. I mean, have you remembered PHP 3? That was by far no jewel.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's every software has a stepping stone. 1.4.4 is a stepping stone to 2.0. 2.0 is a stepping stone to 3.0. 3.0 is a stepping stone to 3.2. You know, everything is a stepping stone. And, you know, one must go through one to get to the other. And every time it is going to improve. Somehow I have a feeling from now, seven years from now, we're still going to go, you know, 3.0, it was a nice piece of software for what it was, or for when it was.
Personally, I don't think then I will be involved with PHPV anymore. That's just some personal thoughts.
I said that 4 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yes, but I think it's going for me personal happen pretty over 1 year or something that I'm not really involved with PHPV anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, life can change pretty quick, and 7 years is a long time. So.
I'll be here.
Yeah, Yuri was
coming. I have nowhere else to be.
Yes, of course, Yuri. Of course.
Yuri's going to be project manager. No, actually, you know, speaking of project manager.
Sooner than that.
Yeah.
Yuri is dreaming too much. That's the problem.
Yeah, speaking of project managers, PHPB is not going to have any more project managers from here on out. The team leaders are the project managers of PHPBB. Since James and Ezra just left, there won't be any more project managers here on out. That's the word from the team leaders, anyway. That's what we hear.
Or so you think.
Yes.
So we think. As far as we know. Okay, well, let's see. Have we pretty much exhausted the topic of 2.0? Do you think that the what we've said so far will answer everybody's questions as to why we've done it, why it's good for PHPB as a software and a community, that we've dropped support for 2.0, but does that pretty much answer everybody's question?
Yeah, I think so. And if anybody has questions, they can certainly, you know, submit them, and we can answer them at a later time. Obviously, mm-hmm. That's not a problem, but I think for the most part, we gave it a good round.
Yeah, and certainly, we're not going to stop the community from asking questions about it, so ask questions. Yeah, that's not a problem. All right, on to the next topic, London Vision. All right, PHPBB London Vision, as I like to call it, because London Vision by itself, you're like, what? Okay, it's PHPBB London Vision. Yuri, tell us when it is, where it is.
What it is.
Wait,
it is.
I'm supposed to remember this? It's in, I think it's in London. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't expect it.
So it is going to be on the 20th of July this year, I believe, right? Yes, 20th is the Sunday?
Yes.
Yes, I am right. Aha. Uh-huh. It is going to be on the 20th in the Radisson Edwardian Heathrow Hotel, which is located directly across from LHR. There are actually shuttle buses that go from there, so it's actually really, really close. It will be from 9 o'clock in the morning to around 5 in the afternoon, and we will be entertaining you in all various sorts of ways while you're there.
This is where you'll get to see Yuri dance.
Yeah.
And may you see the mod team coding.
Yes.
Opto is something pretty special, so they never code.
The mod team will be sitting in a corner and validating mods.
Yes. Yep. You will see a small corner with special tools, and it will be you cannot go to there because it just need to be quiet because we are validating mods.
Right.
And if you hear a random head banging on the table in the back of the room, that's a support team member answering your questions.
Yeah. You will see at London Vision various spots with all different teams. Just different. You can see how they are doing about what team it is. Then the styles team is walking around making nice movements with their body. How they are.
What styles team?
Styles team. You don't remember. We have a styles team.
Yes.
Some people
forgot it. Guys.
We have it. It's, yeah. Preppy Bear team.
So, all right. So, join us for London Vision, July 20th at London Heathrow. What hotel is it called again?
Radisson.
It's the Radisson. Radisson.
Okay.
Hotel.
Okay. And how do people register to go to London Vision?
They can register by clicking the link in the announcement that's in the announcements forum. That's the easiest way to do it, and that way you can read through the announcement and make sure that you're aware of everything that's going to be going on, and things like parking and food and what you should bring with you and just things like that. But the direct link is phpbb.com/LondonVision, and that will take you directly to the forum where there will also be a link back to the announcement, so you can either way.
To register for LondonVision, you need to pay £10. This £10 is entrance, to be sure, if you register for LondonVision, that you are actually coming.
And even if nobody comes, the teams are still going to have a meeting there, so people don't have to worry about signing up.
Yes.
The only thing that's going to stop LondonVision from happening pretty much is an act of God, such as, I don't know, natural disaster of some kind. But we are going to have LondonVision there, so you don't have to worry about, you know, who's coming to sign up. You go ahead, feel free to sign up.
I personally already have my plane tickets here, so you will be sure I will be there personally.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Even if
nobody else, Paul will
be there.
Yes. Nobody else, I am there.
Yes. All right, so
I think as we said, we were talking about earlier, I think there's 26 confirmed team members going to be there as well. So
yes,
something
like that.
Yeah, so
and some unconfirmed ones are going to be there too.
I think we might.
Maybe we'll see some
news later on.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Anything else we need to know about LondonVision?
I mean, I think we pretty much exhausted the topic, and everything is answered in the announcement. If it's not, then post a question in the discussion topic, which is also linked from the announcement, or it's in the 3.0 discussion forum, for a lack of a better place to put it.
Nearly all common questions are already answered in the announcement, so read that first before you ask your question, to be sure you don't ask things twice. Of course.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we answer everything pretty quickly. Think that's it. So now just off with you, register.
Yep. Go register. Let's see. Oh, yes, sponsors. Do we need sponsors? Are you still looking for sponsors? And how do people...
Absolutely, still looking for sponsors. You can contact me at londonvision@phpbb.com, or you can PM me on the board, or you can IM me via any of the various methods I have listed in my profile. I am contactable if you need to. We have all sorts of different ways of advertising. We can have banners, sponsors on the ticket, flyers, anything like that. Any ideas that you may have, we can distribute material from your company, and just anything you have in mind. We are open
random
to suggestions.
Random messages throughout the conferences, bright flashes of light.
As long as it's on topic, of course. I mean, it has to be relatively.
Yeah. Now, let's
same
see.
Same for if you want to talk for people around to give a presentation, you can always contact Marshall Rusty about that.
Mm-hmm. And
register
of course,
first.
Now, let's see, is there going to be broadcasting, like video broadcasting?
That depends on how many people show up. I mean, we know at least that we're going to do a podcast from there, either before, after, or during, or maybe all three.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will bring their cameras.
I've certainly said that I'll certainly offer my services to, you know, broadcast it live even.
Yeah,
I have. Right, I have a camera. I'll be taking stuff. So.
Yeah, there will definitely be a live podcast at the event. One way or another, and that will be later in the afternoon, and there will of course be some events off and on during the day, but there will definitely be a podcast live event, and I assume that if we get sponsors that we can of course, you know, promote them on there, or whatever methods that we're using to broadcast, of course we can do that too,
right.
I assume.
Absolutely. So there will likely be a video of some sort, either live or post it afterwards, but I have a video camera, and we can always get someone to tape it for professionally.
Yes.
So it should be pretty good exposure for any sponsors that would like to sponsor the event. So I encourage you, if you are thinking about sponsoring the event, contact Marshall Rusty, ask some questions, and I think it will be good. I think it will be a good opportunity for some companies to do that. So.
Yes, absolutely. And for the person who is always in. Wi-Fi connection for everyone available, so you can take your laptop with you or any other device with wireless internet and can use the internet that's available there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to be afraid, you can read your email or phpbb.com That's pretty important, of course.
Certainly spread the idea around, certainly. I mean, if anybody has any interest in PHBB, you know, they're more than welcome to come if they have a way to get there. And just pass it around, and we'll see how popular we can get it.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
And we'll let you know if registration is full, so don't stop getting people to come until we say it's full. All right, is that good? As always,
I think we've exhausted it.
Yeah. As always, the website for the podcast is podcast.phppb.com, where you can listen to past shows, view the show notes for this show, and view comments on there. Leave your comment on there, as always. Paul has one last subject he wants to talk about.
We forgot the importance, the updates about the mod team, the newest team member.
Oh, yes, we cannot forget these. The mod team.
We try to get them on here, but they are scary about us. I'm not sure why. But
they're scared of us. They're still scared of us. They'll be scared of us for a
quick fight.
Yes. I'm not sure why. It's pretty weird why they're scared for us.
Yeah, we have a very unique welcoming method into the PHBB team. So.
Yes, we do. I'm not sure we can share it. Since this is a rated G podcast, we can't really share that, but we do have a really unique method. So they're kind of recovering for several weeks after they're welcomed.
And you can only hope that you'll experience it one day.
We have since last week two new mod team members, Bantu and Lord Lebrant, joined the mod team, and they will help us with validation, as we will have still a lot of mods to validate, and that need to be done. And the old validators can do everything, so now we have a few new members that can also do a bit. So welcome to them.
Yes, big welcome to Bantu and Lord Lebrant, also known as Leroy, who will be really, really increase the productivity of our ability to get 3.0 mods validated quickly, because that's where they'll primarily be working. 2.0 mod validation has really slowed down, which is, it's kind of shows how many people are continuing to use 2.0. It's really, really slowed down compared to 3.0. I think we get like 10 to 1, 3.0 mods to 2.0 mods.
We currently see we have currently around 3 or 4 mods for PHP 2 in the queue, and around 25 for PHP 3 in the queue to validate.
So one thing that one of the main reasons those mod team members will be able to means that mods will be validated much quicker. It will also open some of the other mod team members to continue developing some of the tools that are going to be available for both mod authors and board admins alike to be able to install mods to and for mod authors to be easily create mods and manage their mods and stuff like that.
And
so
it will help us to evaluate things like ModX and bring updates out for that. We need also team of time for that to do, and that will also be done by all the team members now that will spend some time on that also.
So that about covers it. Wish we could have had them on to welcome them officially, but they're a little scared of us right now. So
yes, ask them. But maybe next time we will try to get them on here, and then we will introduce them to you.
Yes, that will be good. All right, so that about sums it up. I am one of your hosts, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life on the boards.
I am Paul Sawyer, also known as Paul on the boards.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the... I am Marshall Rusty, Yuri Rusko from the support team.
And I'm Adam Ryer from the support team.
And thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
See you next time.